This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. To be all-wise and all-knowing would possibly be fun for a very short time, but then the responsibility would definitely get too great for any of us, except God. He can handle it. Before we consider this further, let's listen to Questions for Heaven by Chris Rice.
Sun in my eyes, swat that clumsy fly, woke me up from a dream about heaven. I'm smelling coffee downstairs, yawn a quick little prayer, and get up at a quarter to seven. The mirror catches my stare, got some nice pillow hair, and I smile all the way to the bathroom. Scratch my whiskery chin, now my cranium swims with questions I can't wait to ask you. Like, why did you bother with so many stars? Do you ever play tricks on the angels? And what happened to all of those dinosaurs? Where's the Garden of Eden? And what causes deja vu? Guess in heaven I'll learn, I'll be waiting my turn to ask about quasars and feathers. I hope the line isn't long, I hope your patience is strong. It's a good thing forever's forever. You laugh, what's your favorite cartoon? Can you tell me what's out past the edges? And what about UFOs, taste buds, and tornadoes? Why do we dream? Oh, and what causes deja vu? Time to call it a day, time to turn off my brain. It's already 11:30. To turn out the light and close my sleepy eyes, I'll save up the questions for heaven. I'll save all the questions for heaven. I'm saving up questions for heaven.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Now here's Abel to tell us more about the all-wise God.
Imagine you are able to do anything you wanted to do. Create money out of thin air, take over the world, make yourself supreme ruler of everyone. You could do it all. Sounds great, right? It would no longer be a question of what can you do, but the thing is, there'd still be another crucial question that would need to be answered. What should you do? It would be fine to have the power to do anything you want, but that doesn't answer the question. What you want to do, is it the right thing to do? The Bible tells us that God can do anything he wants. He is almighty. But thankfully, he also knows what we should do. He is perfectly wise. Could you imagine the consequences if God was almighty, all-powerful, but at the same time was not perfectly wise? Could you imagine what would happen if all the power belonged to the Lord, but not all the wisdom? As a man by the name of J.I. Packer has said, Power without wisdom would be merely frightening. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, unless you have absolute wisdom to be able to control that power. Thanks be to God, he has that absolute wisdom. But now, what do we mean when we say that God is perfectly wise? Well, we're not just saying that God knows everything. Now, don't get me wrong, God does in fact know everything. He knows every bit of knowledge that can ever be known. But the thing is, saying that God is all-knowing is not quite the same thing as saying that he is perfectly wise. In other words, wisdom is not exactly the same thing as knowledge. We see this with people sometimes, don't we? There are folks who are very highly educated, they have all kinds of factual knowledge in their brains, they could quote you facts and figures until they're blue in the face, but they simply do not have a great deal of wisdom. Then you have those who have not had a whole lot of formal education, they don't have a lot of so-called head knowledge, but nevertheless, over the course of the years, they have gained an immense wealth of wisdom. So it seems that saying a person knows a lot is not always the same as saying that he is wise. Well, what then does it mean that the all-knowing God is wise? Perhaps it might help to understand just what wisdom is. To quote J.I. Packer again, in Scripture, wisdom is more than mere intelligence or knowledge, just as it is more than mere cleverness or cunning. To be truly wise, in the Bible sense, one's intelligence and cleverness must be harnessed to a right end. Wisdom is the power to see and the inclination to choose the best and highest goal, together with the surest means of attaining it. So in other words, to be truly wise, you have to know what the right thing to do is, you have to want to do what is right, and you have to know how to do the right thing. Well, that describes God perfectly. Wisdom in the human sense is often the result of years of experience. Even though experience is not always a guarantee of wisdom, it can easily happen that a person simply doesn't learn from his or her experiences. They just don't get it. But the wise person does learn and uses their experiences to grow even further in wisdom. But with God, it's not like he made the universe and has gotten better at running it as time has moved along. Well, this doesn't work, so maybe I'll try this. Ah, yeah, that's better. No, he has always been perfectly wise. That's simply part of who he is. It's one of the big differences between God's wisdom and our wisdom. We have to acquire wisdom over time. He simply is unchanging, eternal wisdom. Plus, with humans, it is often the case that they will be wise in one area, but not necessarily wise in others. The wise parent might not necessarily be a wise mechanic. But with God, he is perfectly wise in that he is wise about everything. He knows how everything should go. He knows where each and every little atom has to be throughout the entirety of history in order that history might accomplish his goals. Truly, his wisdom is astounding. Perhaps it might be helpful for understanding this wisdom if we were to consider how this wisdom demonstrates itself. For one thing, consider Psalm 104, verse 24. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. For God, in his wisdom, has decreed the life of each and every creature that has ever existed, from the tiniest one-celled amoeba to the great whale, to the crown of creation, man. He has made them all. He has established the food chain so that his creatures are supplied for. All of this testifies to his wisdom. Think about how complex this universe really is, in the changing of the days and seasons, in the ordering of all creatures, in the laws of physics and chemistry and the like. It is all the result of God's wisdom. It's an engineering job so big, it needed someone with infinite wisdom. But you know, the greatest demonstration of the wisdom of God is seen in salvation. God knew exactly what needed to be done in order for those who believe in him to have their sins forgiven. Now, it might seem strange to us that this wisdom should be demonstrated by Jesus dying on the cross. To have Jesus die such a horrible death to pay for sins, it's not the easiest thing in the world to understand. But God wanted it that way. So we know that it was the best way, the only way that we could ever be saved. As 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23 to 25 in the Bible tells us, "But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength." The cross is foolish to man, but nevertheless the ultimate demonstration of the wisdom and power of God. Truly, the wisdom of God is an awesome thing. God is truly an awesome God. He knows exactly what needs to happen in your life. That might be hard to accept sometimes, especially when we're going through hard times. It's not always easy to see the wisdom of suffering. But you can know that his ultimate plan for you and for me is perfectly wise. Do you believe this? Do you trust in God's wisdom? If not, I ask you to repent and believe, and you too can know the comfort of being the child of an all-wise God.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. Have you ever been called upon to sit on a jury? I haven't, and I'm not sure I want to be in a hurry. I wouldn't want to judge wrongly. God, however, is the perfect judge, and he is perfectly just. Please join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. to find out more about this character of God. For now, though, from the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.